FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's May 9th, 2018. Well, somebody you haven't heard from in a while, he's been known to make a mint. No pun intended. He's actually minting coins right and left. He found his purpose in life. Social protest coins, coins with a purpose. I'm talking about Chris Duane. The website you find him at, goldenstatemint.com. Chris, welcome back. It's been too long.
Yes, Kerry. How are you?
All right, man. So the coin thing is, that was your, that is like people, if they write your eulogy, you know, hopefully in 100 years or so, that is what you're going to be known for, making coins cool.
I hope so. I mean, for now, I have grander plans in the future of what we're going to do with silver. But for right now, in this, while the digital illusion debt and death paradigm exists with this global generational debt-based fiat Ponzi scheme, to me, I don't think there's anything other better to do than be stacking real tangible wealth in opposition and waiting for its inevitable demise.
Yeah, well, the demise, you know, what's amazing, Chris, we met each other right when I got started, right around the time you were getting started in 2011. And we thought that this edifice of debt and corruption had a limited shelf life and that it was on its way out. Here we are, 7 years later, it's still going on. Does that not shock you?
Yes and no. I mean, I think for any individual listening to us right now, when you do wake up, the first reaction is, oh my God, how doesn't everybody know this? And then number two is, it's going to end tomorrow. And the realization comes from the very fact that you finally understand how corrupt and immoral and unsustainable our paradigm is. And it no longer exists in your world because you can no longer participate in something that you inevitably know is a fraud or immoral or unsustainable. Like, you don't want to put your efforts into it. So in your mind, it has already collapsed. But what we always fail to realize is that there's a lot of people who benefit off of it and are ignorant of it. And that's why the system persists. So, you know, yeah, I mean, the system does have an inevitable shelf life. If you look at you know, I always mention the global generational debt-based fiat Ponzi scheme. You know, the 2008 financial crisis, when I woke up in 2005, I mean, I was screaming to my friends, my partners, my family, you know, this is not sustainable. And I was proven right when I left my business in May of 2008, only to watch 5 months later my entire family business just take the shit. You know, it was tough. But what we didn't realize back then is that the 2008 financial crisis that almost took down the entire Western civilization financial Ponzi scheme was merely an institutional crisis of a few bad banks making a few bad bets and a few bad housing markets on a few bad people. Mm-hmm. Now, none of the bad debts were written off. None of the guys that pulled off all these crimes got put to jail. There was no regulations that were put in place that will prevent this again. And now you look at what China has done since 2008. They've quintupled their debt from $5 trillion to $25 trillion in these past 10 years. Mm-hmm. And now every single part of the world is flooded with these trillions of dollars that they use to keep the system up. And now it's no longer an institutional problem that a central bank or a sovereign nation can bail out. Now it is at a global sovereign debt level, one in which generations are getting choked to death. The youngest generation has way more debt than you and I had at that same age. Yeah. Well, yeah, and loaded up with non-performing, basically consumer debt with these student loans. I think they're at $1.4 trillion of student loans that can never, ever be written off. Like, that's abhorrent for a society to do. So, yes, it will come to an end. No, I do not know when. And yes, I am amazed that it's carried on this long. But I do know that whenever the next big crisis happens, it will be the big one. It will be the one that will end all these other ones. My feeling is that, you know, what comes after it, I don't know, but I'm scared. Between the concentration of wealth that is currently going on, the ability for the elite to control and manipulate societies with fake news and censoring, truth speakers here on the internet, the ability to track and trace all sorts of people. Like I think right now the CIA, the NSA, they're tracking all media people. Like I know I'm on a list somewhere.
Correct.
Like if there's ever a person bag or do like they can do that. I mean, this is like Stalin-esque technology that's available. Has it been implemented? No, it's been soft so far with banning people from YouTube. But then afterwards, I try to tell people, unlike all other economic crises and crashes in the past, you have got to realize they don't need our human labor anymore. Every single time that there's been an economic collapse, they've, you know, gone to the middle class and they've created jobs and, sought to, you know, revamp the economy, and humans were able to transfer their labor into wealth once again. And what we could have this next time around with the advent of AI, robotics, and this you know, these oligarchs, they don't need us anymore. They don't need our labor. And they could legitimately leave mass portions of our society behind and not have any ramifications or our power to be able to do anything about it.
That's a little frightening. It reminds me of the Sylvester Stallone movie. Was it Judge Dredd or one of those where he's frozen or they bring him back into the future to kill Wesley Snipes' character? And basically, you have people living at this beautiful city on the hill, shining lights, and then everybody else, all the regular people, are in the like subterranean, like cockroaches or something.
Yeah, it's
definitely.
I mean, and they can do that legitimately. Yeah. Like, you know, you get these guys who have like billions of dollars, and they're thinking about flying to space and living forever with, you know, AI and you know, and biohacking and all this other stuff. Like, they're wasting all this capital on building immortality for themselves and unsustainability for the rest of humanity. And it's legitimate. Like, they don't need our labor anymore. And that's the scary thing. I think a lot of people just don't get that, you know, they can create, you know, wealth and, mm-hmm. and command large portions of natural resources. I mean, shit, if we ever get to like a fully robotic Terminator type army, I mean, it's not a stretch of the imagination. Uh-huh. Like, you could get people, you know, in DARPA, the military industrial complex, teaming up with, you know, Google and Apple and Facebook and all these other, you know, informational, complex that they got going on there. And they could just, you know, command resources and take whatever they want. And we can't really do anything about it.
No.
I mean, they've already proven that they can buy off elections and manipulate stuff. Like, we're living in a fantasy, which is why I stack silver, because I know that at some point, this debt-based Ponzi scheme is going to end, and I need to have the ability of transferring my wealth from whatever we have now through very bad times where there's going to be massive counterparty risk and banking crisis and currency crisis. Look what's going on with Argentina raising interest rates to 40%. You need to have real tangible wealth to get to whatever next paradigm is happening. Well, hopefully, you know, they could have something that comes out of it that will at least, you know, give the facade of like having, hey, we care about humanity versus, you know, the total Dr. Evil going off to space.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you look at Argentina now, they're moving back towards free market. Got a guy who's, I think, University of Chicago or Harvard, who kind of gets it that having state control of everything is probably a very good plan for rapid bankruptcy, which Argentina basically every 10, 20 years goes bankrupt and their currency goes bust. Mm-hmm. And yet it's still happening. I guess it was too far down the rabbit hole to stop. And yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty and unsure, you know, nobody knows exactly what is going to happen, but they know it's not good.
Well, one thing Argentina and Venezuela and Argentina many times before that has shown that if you have your wealth inside the banks, you are going to have your or any digital illusion, stocks, bonds, real estate, all this other stuff. You're going to have your wealth confiscated through hyperinflation. And that's what they end up doing when the interest rates go up like that. That means that they're stealing at that rate or higher.
Yeah.
With inflation. And the only way you can protect yourself is to have real tangible wealth outside the system, which is why I've been fully invested in silver since 2005, seeing that the United States is no different than Venezuela or Argentina. In fact, we're more insane with the amount of debts that we have. I mean, between, the national debt, the state debt, the consumer debt, the corporate debt, there's so much debt. You know, over all the world, there's $244 trillion worth of debts that are out there accumulated now. And I don't even think the global economy is, you know, a quarter of that. And then you look at the unfunded liabilities. I mean, that's another 240. I mean, we're like a half a quadrillion dollars worth of debt money that's out there that's been produced. And the only way it gets paid now, Greenspan said this before to Congress, you know, congressman said, oh, can we keep this Medicare, you know, Social Security scheme going?
And he's you can, pay out
any amount you want, but we cannot guarantee the purchasing power of that. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to destroy the value of the currency that underlies all the assets. And that way the wealthy actually benefit from it because they benefit from an inflationary environment. And it will destroy the savings and the real world wages and the debts that we all have. But that only benefits those who have real tangible wealth and who have debts, and not people who have paid off their debts and have no assets.
No question. And it'll be a fire sale for the wealthy once the next crash comes. It always is. During the Depression, who cleaned up, you know, buying up liquidations? So you need to learn how to do liquidations. That's really the key, how to strip assets.
You have
assets.
To have the capital to do it, which is why I want to have silver. You know, it's not – I don't buy silver just because I think it's undervalued asset, which I you know, believe. And I just did a video talking about how Mexico is the world's largest silver producer. And the USGS basically just said that they have 5 years worth of knowable resources left. Like 5 years, Gary.
Yeah.
And Mexico technically would have no silver to produce. And they're by far the largest silver producer. So within 5 years, we're going to have a major spike in the price of silver. So I love the fundamentals of silver, but I buy it because I know that the generational global Ponzi scheme is going to end, and that the assets that are built up, like if you look at your value of your house, like what's the value of your house without a 30-year mortgage at 4% inside of a 10-year long growing consumeristic healthy quote unquote economy? And you know, now throw an economy that's going into the dash bin, consumerism dies off because we're no longer able to keep debt. That the interest rates are growing and that the consumer base is dying. Like, I mean, you're going to have houses for free almost because they're liabilities. They're not income producing assets. And that's why I think that having physical silver, portable silver, undervalued silver, private silver is a great way of you know, putting something aside for the worst case scenario and hopefully be able to create generational wealth on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so tell us coins. What coins have you produced lately?
Oh, since I've talked to you, Kerry, I've gotten probably about 170 different designs.
Oh, my God.
150 different strikes or 500 different strikes in various sizes and forms. If you go to silvershieldguide.com, I have my own official guidebook with I don't know how many hundreds of pages that there are there. But it's a great way of like catching up. And I basically produced – you know, these coins every week, a new mini mintage, one design, one strike per week. It comes with a certificate of authenticity. I sell it for as little as $2 over spot, which is very comparable to
any government
mint or any mint that you would have Queen Elizabeth on the back of it. And yet they're conscious individual solutions or very truthful ones that talk about the dead and death paradigm or inspire people to be their highest and best self. And they come in very little mintages. I mean, I produce anywhere from as little as, you know, a few thousand every week, and they're never to be made again. And they consistently go up in value over the price of silver. So if you go on eBay and you want to go buy a Silver Shield, one of the ones that I sold, be prepared to pay anywhere from $15 to $20 over spot for ones that I just sold for $2 over spot, you know, a few months ago. I had one, I made one called Trump Make America Great Again, and it's got Trump with giving double-fisted middle fingers, a missile dick and stuff. And I sold that for $19.
I love this.
And we sold like 5,000 of them, and they're going for like $65 on eBay.
OMG.
Like, I mean, what, three to four times over spot? You know, and I'm not saying all of them are going to do
this
that, but they all go up in value. So I think I found a great way to make stacking fun again. You can go every week to goldenstatemint.com/silvershield collection, and you'll find something new every week to stack. And I think it's a great way of protesting the system, great way of having something meaningful, a great way of consistently stacking on a daily basis, and a great way of providing value because they go up in value. I mean, every single time, every one I release, they all go up from the two to three that I sell over spot to, you know, $15 to $50 over spot.
Oh, that's amazing. This is like so great to hear. I really, you know, your story is so compelling, and you keep moving forward. right? I mean, it's not easy to do that in this day and age. It's difficult. It can be discouraging, and you know, it's all
the way to do it, Kerry. And it's difficult because I think most people, when they listen to us, they start to see how screwed up the world is and become demoralized and, you know, start to realize how unfair it is and how futile any effort is against the system. And my feeling has always been the world may be screwed up, but my world doesn't have to be. I can realize that all their power that they have is because there's a lot of people unconsciously supporting them with their votes, their views, their careers, their savings, their investment. They're investing in this debt and death paradigm, this system, this rigged, fiat, immoral, war-based system. And once you start to realize that, you start to realize that their power is derived off of, you know, the unconscious masses. Well, if I consciously withdraw my power from them, I inherently become more powerful. And by becoming more powerful, I start taking control of my world and stop feeling a victim of it. And then you start to, you know, do everything from, you know, all the stuff that we were just talking about prior to this call, you know, meditating and yoga and getting in shape and having better relationships with people and investing your time and your passions and working with people that excite you and no longer, you know, belonging to a toxic lifestyle. I mean, you worked in a toxic field before before you went off on your own. Yeah. I worked in a toxic field before I went on my own. And you can never make either one of us go back to what we were doing. Like, no way. No matter amount of money, it's not worth it. And that's, I think, the key. The key is the world may be screwed up, but your world doesn't have to be. And victory is guaranteed as soon as you put your mind to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And that's kind of what I've been experiencing the past 7 years for sure. So let's just get that site again for the coins. It's goldenstatemint.com. Mm-hmm. And so you put out a couple of them a week now?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm doing about 4 a week. So two of them are at the public site at goldenstatemint.com. Like this week I have the bullion BU strike, which is a 1 ounce BU, and it's called Fascist Axe. And it shows like the back of the Mercury dime. There was a fascist axe on the back of it, and it's like hidden in plain view. Like, oh, you know, during World War II, we were fighting against the fascists in Germany. And yet, you know, we have all these fascist axes, even on the halls of Congress, you know, in the President gives the State of the Union, there's two fascist axes flanking him. And it shows that we're a fascist country. We're, you know, the merger of corporate and state power is by definition a fascist country. And that's what we have. We have a military industrial complex. We have the informational industrial complex. We have a medical industrial complex. We have a prison industrial complex. All these are tied to the state and serve the state. And they're both private and public. So we have a fascist thing. So that sold for $2 to $3 over spot and is part of the Monumental series. I just came out with Know Thyself V1, which is a masculine version. And it's a proof coin. And it's there basically to show that, you know, your whole purpose here on earth is to find your divine and purpose and live it regardless of whatever anybody else says. You need to follow what's in your heart. And I think that that design is very powerful. And the Silver Shield group, which is a private membership where I sell a lot more of the rarer stuff and probably more controversial stuff. You know, I have a 5 ounce Make World War Again, which is another Trump design that I did. I also have the Never Forget series, which talks about all the false flags. It was actually too controversial for the Mint to put on their site, so I sell it only to my customers over at the Silver Shield group.com. And so, every week I release probably 3 or 4 designs. Wow. And, the idea is to come out with something new on a weekly basis because it forces people to dollar cost average and almost invest more in silver than they normally would have. Because I know when I was stacking Eagles, like you go, I bought a bunch of Eagles a couple months ago. I'm good. And
I know.
Really cool. And you get lazy about it.
Absolutely.
But with this system, it's like, you know, there's something new every week and you're going to find something. And it forces you to save in real tangible wealth outside the system. And then you start, you know, saying, well, you know, do I need all these Eagles? No. Do I need all the, like for me, I just downloaded all my CDs. I almost had 350 CDs and now I'm going to sell them at a garage sale for $5 a piece. And I downloaded all of them and I'm going to buy more silver because of it. It forces you to start saying, you know, I don't think I need all this other stuff. Let me find other ways of getting cash to go buy more silver to save for the long term.
Absolutely. Makes total sense. So how do we find your private club again?
Probably you can sign over. It's not actually easy to get into, but silvershieldexchange.com. There's a link there. It's kind of hard to find, but I really don't promote it because the guys that are in the group have been with me for 6-7 years. And they keep me more than busy with what I am, but there's a link for it on my YouTube channel. Every single YouTube video, The Greatest Truth Never Told or Truth Never Told on YouTube, below every video, there's a link to sign up the Silver Shield group and also find the Golden State Men's site. So that's where I spend most of my time, promoting and talking and doing stuff.
All right. I love it. And we will definitely check it out ourselves here. Hey, questions, comments, told you the best part of my day is getting your emails usually. And you could just send it to kl@carrylutz.com. Twitter feed, for whatever that's worth, I've been shadow banned since I signed up, is @CarrieLutz. And Facebook, it's Financial Survival Network. Chris, it's great catching up with you. We won't let so much time go by next time. And you be well. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Take care, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.